I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, I began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to themarian@info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Walk, everybody out there in the world, hello! This is show number 25, episode 25 of the Sean Kennedy Show. This is your host, Sean Kennedy. And I'm here now to bring to you the tales of wireless anarchy, especially after last week's show, which, you know, after the stream jacking and everything,
oh,
you know.
God, that was awful.
That was terrible. Actually, we didn't get any shit over that. I was expecting people to be like, oh, you guys suck. You suck so bad. You guys take coupons. You guys run geriatric bus sucking. You guys suck like donkey dick for coupons and food stamps, you fuck. But we never got that.
We must have made up for it with the show.
Well, the show was good. It was very, very good. And I was really happy that, you know, it's pretty humbling for me to see people, like 75 people in the IRC and nobody talking and just digging, you know,
yeah,
digging,
that was cool.
Grooving in on the stuff. And if you thought last week's show was bleak, No, it's a bedtime story compared to this week's show, which is on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. For everyone who doesn't know what the heck I'm talking about, I was inspired a while back because, well, to be really honest, I was hiring a kite and I watched all the Max Headroom episodes back to back because I happen to have them all on VHS. And I was thinking, you know what I should do, man, is I should sit there and I should make up a new tale, like a Sean Kennedy Chronicles. And for 4 weeks, we were pumping static into the show and trying to make build up hype. And I was claiming we were being streamjacked from the future. And the whole idea is that there's Sean Kennedy in the future is sending messages back talking about how screwed everything has gotten. And over this thing with Tariff 22, it's kind of scary. And all of our rights are slowly drifting away. And I've been singing about this kind of crap since, 2 years ago, 3 years ago when we started pumping it out over the airwaves. And sure as shit, a lot of my prophecies have come true. So now what I've done is I fast-forwarded it about, X amount of time. And you'll notice that I've never put a date in because that way, you know, 20 years from now, it'll still be viable. You know, that's the problem with 1984 was that they said it was 1984. After 1984 passed, you're like, whew, well, sure, I'm glad that's over.
That's right.
You know, so, but that was the whole idea.
There's no monolith last year that we found.
Well, there was one. There was not last
well,
year, no. Yeah, wait till 2010. There should be another monolith. That was some cool shit.
Then we'll go to Jupiter.
When those guys made the monolith out of steel and planted it in.
That was amazing.
They started
putting it everywhere.
That was very cool. Personally, I could have thought you would have went one better and made it all solar powered and had, like, distortion if you came near it with electronic equipment. Really. You know, really get like MIT profs and stuff working on it. You know, of course.
That would have been cool.
There's Sean going way too far once again. But there it is. So, let's see. That was very cool. And everyone who wants to tune into that, no. Or actually, rather, yes.
No.
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 No. No. It's not tonight. It is going to be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be logging into the IRC to check out what's going on. But I'm not, it's a pre-recorded show. Yes, we have it done. No, you can't download it. Because it is probably, this is a lot of work because I have to, you know, make a format and have coverage and blah, 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 blah. And it's live, so the, you know, I swear and stuff. But the nice thing about the Sean Kennedy Chronicles Tales from After, pretty.
Yeah, so here's a page, and here's some mirrors for you to download the first episode.
Oh, nice, we were looking for some stuff for, is this what, who did this? Is this
this
No
my
Deal?
Page, I did this.
Oh, you did this.
Yep.
No Deal is, was going to, oh, wow, look at that. No Deal was going to do some stuff to throw up there, which is all the
nobody did anything, so I did it.
Yeah, nobody did anything. If anyone wants to make a page, if anyone's really inspired and they're, oh, I just do HTML, great, wonderful. We need a Sean Kennedy Chronicles Tales from the Afternoon webpage. I don't have time. I'm very sorry, okay? The big thing I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get everything happening in my life, plus do Rant Radio, plus get the Sean Kennedy Chronicles recorded, which is no small task. That's like a five-hour stint because you just
brutal,
hear...
Brutal.
That's 5 hours for me, and then Sim takes over, and he puts usually about another...
Tack some more hours over there, another five or so.
Tack at least five, usually between 5 and 12 hours that Sim puts into it. So you're looking at about a 15-hour commitment between the two of us to get this crap happening.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work. We enjoy it, and we don't swear. So you can hand it to your parents, you can hand it to whoever, you know, and mind you, even though we don't swear, it's probably more disturbing...
Oh, yeah.
...than, like... Oh, frick, this is probably one of the most disturbing... Like, I sit there, I think it's funny. Maybe it's my Irish side, but that kind of bleakness just, you know...
I love movies like that.
Oh, just it's bleak! Bleak! Bleak!
Get really
bleak,
hard.
Bleak, bleak. It's like, oh! And, like, I was listening to the one I did last night. I'm like, you know, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the people who will wait, you know, after... Because we'll get, like, 13, 14 episodes up, and then people will download all 13 episodes and listen to them back to back. By the end of that, they're going to be sitting in the corner with a gas mask on, drinking Super Socko through a straw. You know what I'm saying?
Super Socko.
It'll just be mental. Like, these guys will just be whacked out. Holy
crap. Maybe you can do it with this show, but... Oh.
Yeah, no, this show would be like, you'd be like sitting there, you know, sharpening stuff, burying shit in the backyard, you know, looking at your mom, wondering how quickly... You've got to prepare, Mom.
How much is
you don't
worth?
Understand. You don't know what's going on. I'll cut your head off and sell you for skag. Anyway, so, yeah, it's pretty harsh, and there's a lot more. It's going to gradually get into more stories and stuff, so it'll be very, very cool. Going down the IRC tonight, but before I do, let's talk about how free you are to distribute this forms of broadcast.
How free are they?
How free are you? How free is it? A self-worshipping Jesus? How is that cool? Yes, you are free to distribute all forms of this broadcast. You can re-record it. You can put it on tape. You can remix it. Put it to music. Do whatever you like. Once DJ Ojive gets out of being grounded or whatever the hell's wrong with him, I'm sure he'll put out more stuff, which is kind of painful.
Sad.
It is sad. You know, we
got our listeners.
Here's a picture of our listener, and they're like 12. And I'm like, don't send me any more pictures. I don't want to know what you look like. You're all just these little things on the web, you know. It's kind of weird.
Your magic dots on
your magic
the
dots
internet.
On the screen. My God. In the IRC tonight, we have Smokehouse, my man, the Wonder Cripple, the One Walker Wonder. Yes, it's
true.
Yeah, baby. Snake, some funky little symbol thing.
That's Abba me.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to be?
I don't know. It's my face.
It's my face. My little gray alien face. Abba Doobie, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle, alien Binary, Bastard Guy. Hey, Bastard Guy. No doubt from Bastard Couch. Breaker One Fireworks. Capone X, Counter Six, Cybertech, TMC. Yo, dude. Good to see ya. Delusion, Dacid, Daywalker, Delamorta, Druid RM, Duel, Dubster, BC, Edifice, Enoshian, Gorka, Dinner, Griffin, Id Fungus, the man, the myth, the legend from... The wonderful art that he cranks out.
Goon Squad.
Goon Squad is the goo. Yes, it's Goon Squad, capital goo. I love those guys. IRME, Jode, M. Porn, Journeyman, K16 Imposter, Kazuma, King ZK, Leshek, Lentium, log on to MIRC. Kexler just joined. Back to Kexler. Log on to MIRC. Over to Mad Evil. Rip Mary Rebelled Virgin, Master Mr. Echo, as opposed to Mistress Mr. Echo, Misconduct, Mr. Echo LT, Mr. Echo Server, Myself, My Clone, Noisemaker, Paladin Penis, Pyro Job, Roto, Hey Roto, Sapphire, Sarah Goblin, Shadow First, Sir Dark, Sloth 736, who's a rabid fan, Soab, Soul Fanate, Doughty Cheese, Thorn, thanks for the props on the show, T-Knight, who sent me some very cool stuff this week, T-Knight is like... T.A. doesn't actually send me that much stuff because he knows that I'm really, really busy. But the stuff he sends me kicks monster ass. So
very cool.
Well, I never forget about T.K. He's the shit. Transistor, who also sent me some fat shit. Trotsky's Ghost. Turmoil, 187, Zandad, Zutre, and a whole bunch of Totoro motherfuckers who got little lines and shit on their names. One of which is Still No Voice, D.J. Species, and ooh, Chronic, Frozen Fox, God Money, Pele, and that's about it. And probably something blank down here. God only knows. So he said penis. Yeah. So, back to the show. In the you want to get into the IRC and join in with all the fun that is happening.
And you do.
How do we do that, Sim?
Well, you can download an IRC client. MIRC is a popular choice. Or you can go to, and then go to the other side servers and then go on the Rant Radio channel. Or you can go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat. And also, if you want to get on the spam list, or just talk to me, my ICQ is...
Spam.
People got 3 copies this week, some of them.
Oh, did they? I bet they were loving you, too.
Oh, they hate it. So I usually only get 2.
Like, Sam...
I'm getting 3 this time.
Sam, you want to be fucking off with the spam thing? Thanks, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
It's 51558.
51558. That would be his ICQ. Bomb him now. Yes, go to Atla Vista, and you too can download all the things to fuck Sims. ICQ.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. That would be bad.
So, things that are happening in my life. Last night I was over here with Sim, and we were watching AI, which is kind of strange, because when Steven Spielberg, who's like, happy, happy, joy, joy, teams up with Stanley Kubrick, who is not happy, happy, joy, joy, it was like, wow, this is like this... oxymoronic,
manic,
cheerful,
kind of
manic fucking movie. Very strange. What they should have had team up with that should have been Cronenberg. And it could have been...
Disney.
Actually, if you had had Cronenberg and Kubrick, that would have been good. Tim Burton and Kubrick. That would have been very, very cool. So, very, very sweet. What's new in my life? Well, after the last show, I began to thinking. And plus, along with what I do now, I'm doing a mobile kind of technical thing right now. That's kind of my business, is I run around and help people with their tech. So, to do this, I got...
For free?
No, for money.
Oh.
Hence the business. Being as Rant Radio doesn't make shit, so I got to make some bucks here. Otherwise, I'm going to starve. So, what I did was I got me a van. And in the next SKTFM episodes, not the very next one, but a few ones after that, I'm going to show you how you can kit out your van to be a sweet piece of kit, because I've got mine, and I am kitting that thing out.
John knows how to do it.
And I've got to kit it. You should see this thing. I'm getting in all sorts of, like, there's more antennas on there. Like, I swear to God, man, CSIS has got, like, antenna envy when they look at my van, man. It's going to be crazy. It's just fat. So stay tuned to the SKTFM.TV. Oh, my God, I'm a busy bastard.
And number 8's almost done.
Number 8 is almost done.
It's getting there.
Ooh.
So.
Groovy. Yeah. And I just took a look at that dog thing that the professor finished. He did the dog one.
Yeah.
And we went to this dog pulling competition. It's amazing. It's amazing. You should see it. It's really, really good.
Good.
He's got this soft focus of me and puppies and this soft music playing. It's just fucking brilliant. Anyway, and they're like pit bulls, right, which is the best part. But anyway, so get a van. Fuck. If you want to get something, vans rock. It's like a backpack you can drive. It's just the coolest shit ever. Plus, I mean, look at all the vans that are out there that, you know, you can do stuff with. You want to know a cool example of a van? Hey, there's only one van that I'm talking about. And fuck the A-Team.
The A-Team.
No. It's not that van. No. It is, yes, Super Fun Van. Yes, the Punisher's van. Because the Punisher van kicks ass. Anybody who's not familiar with the Punisher has got to get familiar with the Punisher, because Frank Duke is the shit.
Oh, yeah. Castle.
And what's that?
Frank Castle.
Frank Castle.
That's his name.
Oh, yeah, didn't he go... No. Oh, no, he changed his name to Frank Duke. Or from Frank Castle.
Oh. Okay.
Wasn't he the same... No. No more Marvel trivia. Okay. Now, TK...
No, wasn't it Castle?
Oh, wasn't it Castle? It was. No way, because when he was fighting Spider-Man in Episode 5, fuck. fuck off. Okay, and very cool, TK sent me this. Now, this was on Slashdot a couple days ago. Sim gets to drop this in the IRC.
Oh, I get to do it this time.
You
okay.
Do, yeah, because you weren't as fast quick enough last time. Hey, man, I just had a
look. Off.
Fuck you, pighead. Yes, that's right. Chaotica Unet Page Streamer. That's right. It's a pirate streamer. So you know what that means? That means I'm going to be installing it on one of my 2 onboard computers in my van so that, need be, I will drive around the universe, jack into some corporate line, and broadcast through the web that way from a mobile location. So fuck you, cowboy. Fuck all you assholes.
There you go.
You betcha, baby, because I am not going to stop. Tonight, the major theme is going to be wireless anarchy, where we're going to be talking about people can set up their own ISPs and fuck corporations. You don't need that shit. You can just go out there and make your own wireless internet connection. Very, very cool. Costs a couple dollars.
Wireless is the future.
Wireless is the future. It's the only way to go. But let's talk a little bit about feedback. Thanks once again to Templar Knight for sending me groovy, groovy Uber link there. Feedback. I'm from Sweden, and I absolutely love your show. It is the goo of all WOG goo ever made. The reason I write is because I am WOG, and I found a cool website of upcoming online mecha battle game, which we are posting now. It says we'll build our own mecha and fight with it. I think they just mean online, buddy. Screenshots are also available on the page. I thought this would be something we could use for practice until we receive long-awaited mechas. We use this to destroy Scientology and all other evil in the world.
pages in English and Korean.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. It's kind of a neat, sort of thing. It's, you know, you build your own mecha. So it's another good mecha game. And hey,
nice pages.
Yeah, they got like very groovy kind of flash things going on, and you know you can get it all kitted out. Dun, dun, dun.
Awesome.
Uber mecha. So something, some visual toys for you. And I got another email here saying, I'm wondering if I could request a bit for the show. I know you have touched bases with Palm Pilots before on SKTFM.TV, but I need some up-to-date advice for buying a Palm Pilot. Now, I plan to purchase one this summer, and I want to get the opinion of an expert first. Ooh, I'm an expert.
Oh.
If you can do a session on the show, maybe you just reply to my email. Might be a little much even for that. I'm expecting... Could you just...
How are you doing?
Can you kind of reply? Shut up.
Tripping over your words.
Fuck you, cowboy. Oh, you don't talk to me about tripping over my words. Ass clown. Where was I? Did I seriously trip over my words? Man, this KMX energy drink I had is just fucking kicking in. This is the
pretty
drink of,
brutal.
This is the drink of choice, man. I'm zipping along.
How much sugar does this have in it?
I don't know, but it's got, let's see, KMX energy drink, energy from carbohydrates. Let's read the contents here. Carbonate water, sugar, glucose, citric acid, natural water, artificial flavors, sodium citrate, sodium benzoate, yerba mate extract.
Yerba mate.
Yerba mate. It's not just a mate, it's a yerba mate. Here, yerba on this. Ginseng extract, caramel colors, guarana extract, thymolathamine, izugesif. What the fuck? Did this just go into Swahili? Holy shit. Oh,
wow.
My God. They just transitioned into, like, French.
With no warning.
With no warning. And with no warning. I was sideswiped by a 1928 sled with reindeer yet. Okay. Back to the email.
Peace out, bro.
Peace out, bro. No, I plan on purchasing one this summer and wanted to get an opinion of an expert first. Can you do a session on the show? Maybe just reply to my email. Might be a little much, even for that. I'm expecting to be able to... I'm expecting to be able to keep my calendar, phone appointments, and maybe a few games with a lot of memory to store them on something yet small yet versatile. Think you could help me out. Thanks a lot, Sean. Peace out, bro. Pyro. So Pyro wants to buy himself PDA. Okay, dude, it's like this. If you want to get yourself a daytimer that's very cool and just a daytimer, go get yourself a super cheap Palm, like a Palm M100, M130, okay? Because you know what? You'll never really use that much memory. Okay, if you are even remotely thinking of using this thing as a quasi-laptop, which is possible now, okay,
yeah,
you want to go with the iPacks, and you can, because you can get sleeves for those things that give you wireless cards, and you can do all sorts of funky shit with a compact iPack. So the two ends of the spectrum are you either spend between 100 and 200 bucks or 100 and 500 bucks Canadian and get a low-end Palm. Don't go for a high-end Palm because it's bullshit. It's just you're buying bells and whistles you'll never use.
Yeah.
Or B, go high-end, spend a grand, and get the compact iPack, like the 33, whatever the fuck it is now, the high-end one they got. And no matter which, if you buy either one, go to, if you're in Canada, London Drugs carries them super-duper cheap. But get the keyboard, okay? Get the fucking keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Handy.
The keyboard is the goo, okay? Not only that, but you look super elite because it's all like, you know, James Bond. Just folds out. It's very
cool. People come up to you and say, what's that?
What's that? Very cool. And it's handy for me because then I throw business cards at them and flex and show them.
Well, if you want one.
If you want one, give me a call and I will come to your house and, you know, do stuff and show you how to unfold this keyboard. Isn't this cool?
So what kind of feedback did you get this week, Sim?
Well, some people at Lightstep emailed me, or ICQ'd me, a whole bunch of stuff. They are getting, well, sort of screwed around by the Fox Network. And they said, I'm an admin at Lightstep.com. Lightstep's an open source shell replacement for Windows.
Ooh.
Lightstep is a place for Lightstep community to post their work. Well, Fox decided to rip either us or DeskMod off. We're not really sure who took the screenshots.
What? Fox ripping someone off? No.
No way. Fox took a couple screenshots from our artists off the site or DeskMod.com, cut them up, and used them in a show called 24's website. Well, okay, I guess that's cool exposure for the artists, except they cut up the fucking things. They didn't give the artists credit or anything. They just stuck it on their site, which is no big deal, but we've been working around the clock trying to figure out a way to get the artist credit or get the screenshot removed from their site. The story was posted on Geek News and Lightstep, of course. They have some sort of plan that does not involve legal action. So that's the basic gist of it. They got ripped off. And they emailed Fox, and Fox says, no, it's ours. It's ours. even though they're like direct cut and paste from stuff that's on their site.
Oh, well, guess what? You're fucked.
Yeah,
he who has the biggest guns wins.
I'm going to post that in the IRC so everyone can take a look at the story themselves.
Yeah, they don't, Fox doesn't give a fuck. Doesn't say screw you. Screw
we
you.
Have bigger lawyers that beat up your lawyers.
Yeah, our lawyers are more mighty than your lawyers, so suck on my ass.
So that kind of sucked.
So the only thing we can do is they can tell us, and we tell everybody else, and we go, wow, in case you needed any more evidence, yes, Fox, in fact, does suck ass. And that is why it is vitally, vitally important that you, everyone listening, everyone in the IRC tonight, gets two people hooked on Rant Radio on this show.
Yes.
Okay? The reason why is because if everybody listening gets two people hooked on this show...
It'll be a good transition to something I have, actually.
Oh, okay, let me just finish my usual diatribe.
Yes.
We'll transition. If you get everyone here gets two people hooked, then next week they get two people hooked. And, well, you can do the math, and I think it's like 3 weeks we take over the earth or some shit like
remember,
that.
Remember, the first hit's free.
The first hit's free. We do this for free. Dudes, if we just get two people hooked, that's all we got to do. We get two people hooked, and eventually we become media, and the media will come to us. Okay, which means Fox come to us and say, hey, can you, like, do your show? Oh, wow, what's happening here?
Big ass net split.
Big ass. It's the Rapture!
The Rapture has taken them all away.
Oh, no.
They're in a better place.
They're in a better place. They're with God. Oh, fuck. We didn't make
notice
the team.
They didn't take us.
Yeah. Damn it. God damn it. That's a huge net split.
Yeah.
What is the mechanics of a net split? Like, how does that work?
Two networks all of a sudden can't talk to each other, and they go blip. People on that network go bye-bye. People on ours stay here.
That's it.
And when they start talking again to each other, they all come back and talk merrily along.
Oh, so they're probably still listening to the show.
Oh, they're still listening. They can talk. And all those people that left are all on the same server with everyone else there. So they're
talking amongst themselves. But in all honesty, back just before we get into transition, if we can get, like, it's the show is growing stronger, stronger, stronger. We were up to almost 75, maybe 80 people there before the net split happened.
Very nice.
Guys,
Very nice.
We can double this and we can keep on going. Because you know what? The show's pretty entertaining. And, hey, it beats Oprah. So, well, what's the transition you were going to go to with Sim?
Neuralize sent me a very, very, very cool way of spreading the virus.
Oh, really?
Spreading the word of Rant Radio.
Spreading the word of
Sean Kennedy.
That's right. Can I get a witness?
And he recorded how he did it. And he put us to a little rant, sort of. And he, it's well done. I had to equalize it out because it was...
Okay, well, what is this? This is some way to spread the virus? What is this? Let's hear it.
I'll play it for you. This is Neuralize.
Okay, this morning at about 01 o'clock, I was in a Yahoo voice chat room with my good buddy Pyroja. And I'm playing the Sean K. Rants in the room, and it's all good. And I asked Pyroja, what do you think about me going around into some random voice chat rooms on Yahoo and just playing Sean K.'s rants? And he's like, dude, go for it. I go around, first room I go to is Satan's Chamber. And I go there, and I play the crazy people rant. And they just dig it, because we're all, you're crazy! I think it's just the coolest shit ever. I'm talking about how I was going to go to some other rooms, and some other chick wanted to follow me. So, me and this chick, we went around to some rooms. We did all kinds of things. Went to the Goth International channel, and I played the Goths Are Coming rant. And after each rant, I said my little blurb about listen to Rant Radio. You can find them at rantradio.com. Some people may find this disturbing, but I went to a depression channel, and we played the Sean K. Suicide rant. That was all well and good. Next, I hit the politics channel, and I played Concrete Walls. And then I played the culture rant, and in that room, there was a guy whose name is Himmler Was Right. And he was all like, blacks are taking over. They're taking over our constitution. They're taking over our rights. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You're crazy. These corporations are taking out our rights. I'm an African American. What the fuck is wrong with you? One room, I can't quite remember it, but I just went in there and I played the Falling Chair rant. And first they're all like, what the fuck is this? What the hell is going on? And then they started liking it. They're all like, whoa, this rocks, whores. This is sweet. And after the rant finished, I told them to go to rantradio.com and listen to the Sean Kenny Show Monday night. The trip ended with me playing some more rants in Satan's Chamber because they all love their ants and they thought they're fucking cool and it was all good. In all, I think about maybe 80 people listening to Sean K's rants and raving and all that fun stuff. How about that for spreading the virus? And that concludes my story. My name is Neuralize and Sean Kennedy is the fucking man.
Okay, how very mighty is that? That is the shit. You know what's really cool about that is that I never would have thought of that. As a matter of fact, I didn't know you could play rants over the IRC.
It's sort of a, it's a Yahoo chat, but it's like a vocal one. Like everyone
Oh, really?
Talks.
And you can just play it?
Yeah, you can just play whatever you want
to. How fucking cool is that? Now, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Like, Neuralize, that guy's got it going on, man.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, and he's the same guy who cooked up the Log Gathering cards. Let's not forget that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Neuralize.
He's full of good ideas, eh?
I mean, he's, dude, power flexed out. Neuralize is shit. I'm just looking at a picture here of Soab and Spider.
Oh, yeah.
They just posted sent me that thing.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So, it's I got Thorn is sending me stuff. All a bunch of stuff on the private messages. Don't send me private messages. Because I can't read them. But thank you very, very much.
He's learning to read, but we're getting there.
Because I can't read.
I've got some more stuff.
Oh, what else?
Continuing on.
Sure.
I've got some wallpaper that Capone X made.
Yes, I've seen this. This is very cool.
Yes, and I've put it up for everyone to download.
Yes, more wallpaper. Wallpaper. Sean and I promise to give you some more photographs soon, so you don't have to keep rehashing those shitty photos.
Over and over again.
It's like they've done some amazing shit. Oh, my God. What the hell? Everybody just came back. We've all joined. From 30 to like 67.
Welcome back, everyone.
In 12 seconds. What the fuck?
And Nixter. Made a new Rant Radio shirt.
Nixter is way the fuck out of the control. The guy was listening to the Sean Kennedy Chronicles on his cell phone while driving around delivering
pizza.
Nixter is the deliberator, you know? I mean, what the fuck? What is this?
This is the Industrial Celtic t-shirt that I was talking about. The sort of
really?
Very cool design on the back there.
Wow, man, Nixter's the shit. Incidentally, I hack on Ixter.
Ixternay.
On Ixternay. I hack on Nixter huge. And you know what? His shirts are very cool. That is one of the few ways that, I mean, what's he doing here? He's offering, like, everyone's like, well, you know, Nixter, he's always flogging his shirts. Yeah, he's flogging his shirts. But you know what? They're nice fucking shirts. Okay, I've bought a few of these shirts. They are nice.
Good quality.
They're nice shirts. And why not support our own? Hey, you know what? If you get an idea for a business and you start making wireless cards or antennas, tell me about it. I think we should support Nixter. Don't ever think that I hack on the guy for him doing his own business.
I mean, you guys support us.
You guys support us, and eventually, God willing, I'll be able to, you know, somehow, you know, give up sleep, write a couple of books, put it through a vanity press, and sell it to you assholes. You know, and then I'll probably make a few bucks, and we can keep it going. Because you know what? You need to make money. There needs to be a way that we can make money. We don't want to be dinks about it. We don't want to put up banners and fucking start logging out your information and selling shit to people. Fuck that. That's not cool.
Yeah, somebody sent me an email today. It's like, oh, you want to put up my banner? I'll give you 10 cents a click. And I'm like, oh.
And, and we're like, wow, you want to suck my cock? Thanks. You know,
annoy our listeners for 10 cents?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, thank you. Because we value you as people. And we really do. Every time, like, these people, like, Id Fungus does art, and even the guys at Capone X, who's been around since Christ was a cowboy, you know, doing art, Nixter and all these guys, the hardcores, I don't take these people for granted, man. It's very, very, very cool whenever we get that kind of shit. And Soab from back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these guys. I mean, it's very, very, very cool. And I really wanna get it so that as a community we can grow. We're not just a bunch of screaming teenagers, okay? So that we can eventually get businesses going, we can support each other and have a real community. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with making a few dollars, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. So that's the idea. And yes, Smokehouse, I'm gonna sell stuff to you because you're an asshole. Smokehouse is an asshole.
Everyone say it together.
Assholes. You're all assholes.
So. Here's some more South Park.
More South Park assholes. Asshole logs.
Done by Misconduct.
Woo!
So there's some more. And we've got Mary Rebel Virgin, Kexler, Super Chicken, Misconduct, and what's this one? Test Subject. So go check those out. That's in the IRC now.
Cool.
Very cool stuff.
Incidentally, we don't make a dime off of fucking angry
Anything?
Shirts. Yeah, we still are making no money. It's 3 years, no money. How hard are you? Yeah, I've been punched in the face for 3 years now.
No, he'll send me a t-shirt if enough gets sold.
What's
but
that?
That's about it. No money.
No money. No money. No money anywhere. It's funny, though, on the internet, you know, if you talk about, well, he made money from it, so he's a sellout. Dude, I hate to tell you this, but we're not all doing origami here, okay? We can't rip out pages of the Bible, fold it properly, and then do Rant Radio, okay? We can't just rip off the Gideons for Rant Radio. It doesn't happen, okay? We've got to.
We're going to make money. We're going to make money from a large corporation that's going to throw cash at us all day long.
Yeah, you know.
Not from a dollar from our listeners.
And even still, it's like, the concept of making money from people, it's like all dirty all of a sudden, you know? It kind of, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay if Rant Radio starts making a few bucks, but we want to make it on our terms.
That's right.
And which means that we don't fuck you people over.
It's like, if we're making money...
Pardon me, fuck you assholes over, sorry.
If we're making money, you'd still hear the exact same show as you're hearing right now. It shouldn't change if we started making money.
That's right. That's the idea.
That's the way it's got to work.
You know, I want to keep the content up, and I do try to keep the swearing down. I'm not very good at it, but I do try to keep the swearing down because that way, you know, we have a larger listener base. And I got a cool email I have to respond to. Remember that email we got from that guy?
Which was that?
the Rainbow family and shit like that?
What the fuck was his name?
Something Gregory, I think. What the
Rainbow
fuck?
Festival?
Rainbow Festival guy. Yeah, what the fuck was his name?
I don't know what the name
God
is.
God damn, I got this email. It was just a killer email,
yeah.
You know? He's got like two 18-year-old kids, and he downloaded
awesome.
It and gave it to
that
his kids.
So
I'm
going
to send this guy like huge, huge email back.
Did we read that on the air?
No, we didn't. It was long.
Oh,
so
amazing.
We're not
going to
read it, but it was just cool, you know? He's a cool guy.
That was one
guy.
Of the highest praises ever. Like, that was so cool.
Yeah, it was just like succinct, you know? It wasn't, you know, bad spelling, you know? And
an adult listener.
It's nice when people listen to us who aren't Lieutenant Major Zombies sometimes. You know, so it's cool. Mind you, we love the Lieutenant Major Zombies of the world.
We love you.
So, Sunline. Yeah, that's the guy. Sunline kicks.
Sunline, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, very, very cool
guy. I think
cool
we did mention him before.
Yeah, he's a very fucking cool guy.
I don't know if you have...
I'm going to go to that Rainbow Family Gathering.
It sounds cool.
It does.
So it's
Rainbow.
Like, it's like Burning Man for tree huggers, really.
Yeah, well, fucking ain't. And we should go down there and wire that thing. What, are you squeaking again?
I don't know what that is, but...
That's squeaking.
It's annoying. It's not squeaking.
It's squeaking. You're squeaking. What is it?
Quit your squeaking.
Quit your fucking squeaking.
Do you have this in yours, the Infungus Goon Squad
No,
stuff?
But I want to.
Now?
Yeah, we'll do this now. What the
okay.
fuck?
New art.
Yes.
New art.
Which is...
By the Goon Squad. You can't
Goon Squad,
beat that.
You can't stop these guys. They're way out of control.
Infungus, make some more stuff. And, I'm the focus this time.
which is good.
There's four new things up here.
The guy,
like,
never stop moving. You want some wallpapers?
There's some wallpapers.
Sumerian, the scrawny barbarian. That's just...
One more vegan joke and I really snap.
That's just so rad. That's so rad. And, you know,
Sam
Sal suddenly is like, I didn't like the way you made me look. Yeah, I look like a gray alien. So here's a whole bunch of pictures of me. Make me look better.
So all of a sudden I'm a barbarian.
So now he's a barbarian, and then he did another one of me from
concept art from the Tales
from the
Afternoon.
It's kind of a sketch. He's done it fast, which is cool because I'm glad he didn't do a lot of work into it. Because in the next episode, I give a pretty good description of what I look like and shit like that. So
yeah,
very
it's
cool.
Pretty good. He's got swords happening.
Yeah. I don't actually use the sword, but that's still
true.
Cool.
That's cool.
It's still cool. Like I'm like, damn, I wish I looked like that. So.
And then the next one.
This is very cool. Secrets revealed. Why do they keep doing this show? Yeah, because we get.
That's exactly what is happening right now
in
the
right
studio.
That's the studio. We are in a hot tub with sexy bitches.
And chicks with Rant Radio tattoos on their ass.
Okay. That would have to be you, because there's no way that's.
So, huh?
Yeah, because I'm not moving.
I'm taking the slippers off.
I'm taking the slippers off? That's it, bitch. I'm coming out of the slippers.
Slippers are coming off.
The slippers are coming up. Do not fuck with Sim's fuzzy slippers.
We'll try that.
Okay.
Yeah,
no
the
more
Rant Radio tattoo. I didn't see that until like days after.
Is that like on the ass?
Yeah, the ass of one of the chicks.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know what's wrong with my chick. She's got like
super
jaw.
You were always just bitching. You were just
super jaw or something.
She's Jaw Banks.
bite me.
That's because she's vegan. She's got very strong jaws from chewing all that grain. You know, so my chick's got
like
cool.
I like
cool
those
eyes.
Monitors.
That's because they're a cartoon. They're an MDC structure. That's why you like them.
And then there's the You Decide, which is.
You Decide, who's the real Sumerian? You know, that one. I showed that to my wife. Fuck, I must have laughed for half an hour when I saw that. Fuck, that cracked me up. Because he did an awesome drawing of you. That's a wicked drawing of you. It made you look a little bit more beefy there. You look like you could
pretty
actually...
Pretty beefy there, yeah.
Yeah, you look like you could actually, you know, take a few hits there, which is cool. You know, and the one on the left is a little bit more closer to you. I think you look more like a gray alien. But if I thought for a second you were a gray alien, I'd be ripping your fingers out until you tell me the secrets of, you know, flying saucer shit so I could get a flying saucer.
Oh, yeah.
So, dead air. Dead air, dead even.
Should we believe them?
Should we believe them? Let's see.
No, just you, probably.
No, you suck, Jodath Moore. Shut your mouth. Okay.
Shut your mouth.
So, what do we got? What do we got going on? What else you got? So we got, once again, Infungus. Dude, like, how do you...
You rock.
How do you give credit for stuff like that? Like, that's just so huge. Like, that's just the coolest shit ever. Like, goddamn. I love art when people do art for the show and stuff, especially when they do, like, drawings
so
of us
awesome.
And, you know, different scenes and hacker scenes
audio
and shit like
stuff
that.
Or,
incidentally, if anybody does want to do any art for Tales from the After Now, it's all about Road Warrior and post-apocalyptic.
Well, it wasn't slippers.
wasn't them fucking slippers.
It's probably you.
It's not me, you fucking vegan. There's nothing going on here. What have I got?
I don't know.
I'm standing here.
I'm not doing anything either.
I'm not doing anything. Well, it's not the fucking stream jack, because that was a hand job, and I was lying.
I know that.
Okay.
Everyone knows that now. Try it with headphones.
That's got to suck. Is that me? Hello?
Is this thing, on?
Is this thing on? I don't know what the fuck. That's really annoying.
It is.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. I used to use that microphone.
Are you almost
done? I think it is you.
It is not me.
I am done. You can go on with the show.
You never use this microphone.
No, it is you because I used to use that microphone, and now I'm using this microphone, and the squeak's still there.
Okay, well, you want me to swap microphones? You want to play that segment and shit, and we'll swap microphones?
Yeah, we'll swap after the segment.
Well, ass clown, if we're going to be playing a 30-minute fucking segment, why don't we swap during the set?
Sure, if you want to. Pick up the microphone.
Okay, before, what, this one here?
Yeah, that's the microphone. That's the other microphone.
Wait a second, I'm confused now. Okay, that's it. We're going to swap microphones. No more squeaking. This is bullshit. No, that would be you. You suck. My microphone is mighty. Your microphone sucks ass.
It is mine.
Ha ha.
Yeah,
shitty microphones
for
Sim. You know why? You know why your microphone's fucked?
Why is that?
Because you don't have any continuity in your body because you don't eat meat.
That's it. He found it out.
You can't ground. That's right. No meat, no grounding. That's it for you. You eat meat, you get better. That's right. All the coders, meat eaters, they live off those little meat pies like in that strange world, you know? You make meat pies out of like other people and shit or Odd World or whatever the fuck it's called. Anyway, should we do that thing? More news coverage. We got more news coverage.
Which is always nice.
Before we get into the actual news, we got more news coverage. The news coverage we got this week, you and your fucking, put the mic down, I will talk to you.
I got some stuff to say, too.
Oh, what's your stuff to say?
You introduce
it. The news intro we got is, guess who interviewed us? Yes, it's the Globe and Mail, baby. Who's going to show up in the business section of the Globe and Mail on Wednesday, this Wednesday, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on. Rant Radio is there. So what does that make now? Let me see. That makes the Seattle Times, Wired Magazine, Spin, the Vancouver Sun. Anybody else who we miss?
There's a couple more in there.
I think there's one or two.
2600.
Yeah, 2600, and now, the Globe and Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody make a large spinning background paper. You know? It's awesome. It's very, very sexy. So this Wednesday, Rant Radio, talk about Tariff 22.
Pick up a paper.
Yeah, and when you listen to this, you know, want to talk about me stumbling over my words?
Shut the hell up.
Good old Sim here.
I don't know
man.
What was going on.
He was stressing out, man. I'm trying to fucking relax the guy, and he's just like, and he's choking way the fuck up, you know? And, of course, I was supposed to be here at noon. And he sent me, Sim always does this shit, like, because he's online all the time. Like, that's his whole fucking
24 hours a day.
So he's like, I'll meet you at my house before noon. And then he sends me an email saying, I'm only going to be there at 20 to 12. But I don't check my email that often. So he's like, I'm here at, like, 11. And he's like, and I phone him, I'm like, where the fuck are you? And he's like, I sent you an email. I'll kill you. He's the kind of guy that'd sell you, like, a box, realize there's a bomb in it, and send you an email afterwards saying, don't open the box. There might be a bomb in it. Get back to me. And then, you know, if it's really urgent, he'll put one of those little response thingies that you have to send back to show you got the email. You know, what the fuck? So, whatever. Whatever. And I was like, you fucking ass clown. So I was ragging on him. But anyway, are we going to play that or what?
Yeah.
What do you got to add to this?
I got a Tariff Tyranny 2 email that was sent to... My computer's like real slow. There we go. Claude Majot
replied?
Everyone's supposed to write to.
Right.
No, he did not reply. He's not replied to anyone.
He sucks.
That's beside the point.
Fuck you, Claude.
I've got a nice big package of everyone's email to send him. On tomorrow. One big whack just to make sure he gets it. But this one's from Germany, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh.
I'm going to read it before
he
says,
I will kill you. I will come to your house and skin your baby.
Dear sir, I am not a Canadian, so I'm not to vote in your elections, nor am I to criticize your decision-making. I am German. Living thousands of miles away from you, divided by sea and land, yet I hear Rant Radio. I hear it over the internet. I have stopped listening to commercial radio stations altogether. They are only in it for the money they have earned for chopping song endings off so that they can place all the advertisement spots. and their songs are all the same, mainstream more or less. People like myself listen to Rant Radio. It brings very unusual music, interesting thoughts and insights. Well, this is democracy. I wish to hear this station for a long time. I gather that your decision concerning this Tariff 22 can affect the future of Rant Radio. Charge those who earn money, put a tax on advertisement over the radio, but don't make it hard for those guys to bring Rant Radio on air worldwide. When the bombs fell and when the snipers shot at people at random in Sarajevo, when all the communications were down, a small internet radio station stayed online. It helped to save lives. Are there any Canadian soldiers in Sarajevo? Change Tariff 22 in such a way that it takes its share from the profits of the radio station. That's why I'm reading this one. Canada is the home of Rant Radio. Take 10% of their profits and you will end up with empty hands. These guys are spending money on their project, their dream. Don't make it impossible for them to continue. I would miss Rant Radio. May you do the right thing. Yours sincerely, Jürgen Habenicht.
Jürgen Habenicht. Habenicht. Jürgen Habenicht. Wow, that's the shit. And then when the bombs fell and snipers dropped, Rant Radio is still there on the air broadcasting, saving lives. I'm like, holy crap, dude. You're scaring the shit out of me over here. That's really nuts. That's very cool, though. Very, very cool. And Jürgen, if you're listening, dude.
You rock.
You rock, and your English is amazing. I want you to write me a cover letter for my resume.
No kidding. I love foreign emails.
Oh, foreign emails kick butt.
They're so awesome.
They're so good. And if you can't speak English, and someone's translating this to you, and you don't know how to write in English, record something in another language and send it to us, praising us or calling us down, and we'll play it on the air, and we don't care. Especially if you put music behind it. That'll be great. So we'll have people yelling at us and,
Swahili
or some shit. It'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, let's play the interview. You change your goddamn mic.
I will.
Alrighty.
Okay, great. So what I'm looking at is, obviously, the sort of occasion for the story is the row about royalties in the U.S. And I'm looking at the what's happening in this space in Canada and what the prospects are. And obviously, I'm interested in your concerns about the Tariff 22.
Right. Yeah.
And maybe a starting point would be for you to tell me where you're coming from in terms of what your patient is, what role it plays, and how as a business how it works. Is it a viable business for you now?
Sure. Okay. Well, the station's called Rant Radio, and www.rantradio.com, and we've been broadcasting for about 3.5 years now, since January 3rd, 1999. So quite a while. Probably the longest running Canadian internet only radio station.
We're listed as the number one industrial radio station on the web. For that genre of music, we're pretty much the top.
In the Shoutcast listings, which is pretty much the be-all, end-all of radio station listings.
Uh-huh.
And, we play industrial music.
Uh-huh.
And we work non-profit. We don't take in any money at all.
Uh-huh.
So from a business standpoint, it's probably not that fantastic because nobody's making any money. But, it beats playing golf, and this is what we do for fun.
So we don't have any advertising whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
We just play music. We also have some talk shows on the station.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite popular. Very loyal listener base.
Mm-hmm.
It should be noted also that most of our music that we play here is, all of the music we play here is, we've gotten express permission from all of the artists to play it. We're not just taking music off of Napster or something to that effect. We've actually had contact with the bands. We've said, do you want us to play your music? Do you mind? It is just a way for you to get the information out. And they say, absolutely, you bet. And I could understand how some people would have issue if we were just taking music from Britney Spears or NSYNC or any of these other, boy and girl bands and just playing it in order to get listeners.
Right.
But we don't. We're catering to a genre of music that is not part of the mainstream. It's music that people just can't find anywhere else. I mean, these are very small labels produce these albums. They're bands that have had some exposure, but not nearly enough. And it's a whole genre of music that's just passed by because there's no way for people to hear about it.
Right.
So we broadcast out of Canada. It's the primary place that we broadcast out of.
Huh.
And we've had mirrors over the 3.5 years all over the world. Currently, we have a mirror in the U.S., and we also have a mirror in Sweden, and also a mirrors in Canada. So, in multiple different countries.
Do you understand what a mirror is and how that works?
I don't know. I know what it is. I'm not sure that I understand how it works.
It's effectively kind of a rebroadcaster is all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, another relay. So people have another place to listen to it. So we have a relay in Europe. So people in Europe, it's better for them to tune into the Europe one because it's easier for them to get the station there.
Right, yeah. So that makes, with the mirror site in the U.S., does that bring you under the...
CARP.
CARP.
Yeah.
Yes, that puts us in the situation where I had to look into CARP.
Yeah.
And yes, it does affect us because they dictate that it's the point of origin where people listen to the broadcast is where it affects, and not just the originating source.
Huh.
So it does bring us into play with CARP. That's and so I've been looking at that over the past little while.
Making sure that we're not going to run into any problems there. But with the advent of Tariff 22, I mean, this is starting to be really quite concerning because there are a lot of stations out there that this is going to completely destroy.
And already has started.
Yeah, and CARP has already started to put down music that was being pumped over from Europe and things like that, ambient music, really kind of experimental music that a lot of people just haven't seen yet and hasn't hit the mainstream and now may never hit the mainstream, and people who are not involved within this kind of cyber culture, so to speak, would never ever find. And I think that that's tragic because music should be something that is new and bold and exciting, and there should always be choices for folks to see and experience, and that way they can make an informative choice. So rather than importing a CD for $50 and then realizing that, oh, this music isn't what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
One of our listeners has actually set up a radio station graveyard, which is listing all the stations that were shut down by CARP.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. His name's Smokehouse, and he's longtime listener, great guy, and has been actively working with the station for quite some time. And there's a lot of – all of our fans are not like these casual little, you know, 13- and 14-year-old kids that a lot of people think that's all that listens to the station. We've got doctors and lawyers. We've got people from all age categories. We have a lot of people who are interested in this type of music.
Uh-huh. Now, are you threatened by any of this legislation? If you're just using music that, you know, you've got permission from the band, do you have any problem? I mean, from the point of view of the of copyright royalties, etc.
Under both rulings, if you do have permission from the artist, you are not under any threat.
Uh-huh.
Because what these things are set up is for stations that don't have dealings directly with the artists. These are sort of a blanket negotiation between all artists and all broadcasters, because some of the stations don't have the opportunity to talk to hundreds and hundreds of labels and artists, and that's originally why the RIAA in the States and BMG, all the different places in the States, and SOCAN were set up to begin with.
Right.
Is to collect it all together, make one portal for people to talk through and negotiate with the artists, a blanket kind of payment system that the artist can recoup through.
But you must also remember, though, that when SOCAN and the RIAA came into being, the Internet was not what it is today. And it's gone to the point now where communication with these bands, you know, before it has to be, you would have to be done with snail mail or trying to make phone calls and trying to document everything. Now it can be done in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So, and that is why Rant Radio, in answer to your question, are we threatened by this? Is there a chance that we're going to go off the air? I don't think so myself, but I do feel threatened by this. I think this is terrible. I think that there's a lot of small mom-and-pop organizations, sort of little radio stations, who maybe they're into Baroque music, or they're rebroadcasting really heavy twang bluegrass music. I have no idea, but
right.
The fact is that they do have listeners. They are these small communities that are going to be absolutely destroyed, and I think that's terrible. Computers should be to bring people closer together, not for regulation and these huge... money-gathering schemes, which is all this really is.
Yeah.
And for the most part, both of these agreements or proposals for CARP and Tariff 22
are based on flat fees. Mm-hmm. They do not take into account any type of income at all. And this will definitely destroy any non-profit stations because they don't bring in any income. So this is not based on how much they're bringing in. And these people do it out of the goodness of their hearts. These people want to get the music to the people. Why else would they dedicate their computer systems and their bandwidth and lots of money they're putting into it to get the music out to the people?
One point I'd like to make, which a lot of people seem to have forgotten along this way, is this is not a question that is even remotely related to, like, Napster or Kazaa or any of these music-sharing programs, these distributed programs. The music you get from those programs is CD quality and whatnot. When you're broadcasting over the Internet, you have no say. Like, if you were to tune into our station, the people who are listening have no say in what music we play. I mean, we play industrial music. They understand the format. But they can't request a song, and we don't provide these songs for people to download. And even if they were to take it off of one of our streams and record it with a tape player the way you would with a radio station, the quality is not there. So this is not a question of, are we stealing music and distributing stolen music? That's not the thing here. All we are is providing sampling for people, and not entire albums, only one or two songs at a lower quality that people can hear, and then they're welcome to go and purchase the albums. Quite often in our talk shows, we tell people where they can go online to buy the album, and it's not about anyone being ripped off. Quite the contrary. I mean, if you got two bands, you got Britney Spears, okay, who's got multi millions of dollars worth of advertising behind her. I mean, you can't throw a rock without hitting a Britney Spears ad. Yet you have another talented band like SPF 1000, who, when you try to have any kind of, you never hear about them. So you tune into the station, you hear a song, you look at your broadcast, you see they're there, wow, and then you're able to do research and find out where you can get more of this music.
And that's the difference. We can actually get in contact with these smaller bands, and they love the promotion. They welcome it.
Right.
And they've sold CDs. Like, many of the bands have contacted me and said people have bought CDs because they've heard it on your station. And a lot of the listeners email in and say, I love this music you're playing. Where can I get it? And I provide a link to each of the band's websites where they can find the music and talk to the bands and get the music. And what Sean was talking about earlier there was the CD quality that the lawmakers think that they're getting off of the Internet is the whole reason that this came into being with the DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act,
right,
of 1998. It was brought into being because that the record industry was afraid that people would bypass CDs altogether and just tape things off the Internet. But that's contrary to the case. Most of this stuff is not CD quality.
Right.
And of course, we had the, as I'm sure you're aware, we had the same fears arise when radio was growing.
Exactly.
Everyone was terrified, oh no, if you play the music on the radio, then why will anyone buy albums? And as they saw, even with this distributed file sharing and whatnot, record sales did not fall, they rose, okay? It wasn't until just a couple of months ago where the record sales, after they put in all these laws and started regulating anything, that the record sales dropped. In essence, the record companies shot themselves in the foot, and this is purely an education issue. These people do not know of what they are talking about. They don't understand the culture that is emerging about the music on the Internet. They just don't get it, and they have no source where they can go and say, why do people listen? They're a money-driven society. They understand that we as radio stations are music-driven and art-driven. We are not money-driven. Therefore, that's why we can do this. We can distribute it in this way.
Right. What do you think will be fair in terms of paying content, you know, to reimburse the content producers?
Well, despite what we sound like, I'm not opposed to the artists getting money for use of the songs on the radio stations.
Right.
But if the station is not making any money, then how can they ever pay money to the artists? So a fair scheme would be set up is a percentage of the income of the radio station be sent back to the recording industry. And that's how they currently do it on regular radio stations. I mean, I've got a statistic here compared to the over non-commercial rates of 1.9% on Canadian radio stations, for non-commercial radio stations, that is. It's astronomical how much they want from the internet broadcasting radio stations.
So the bottom line is if we're not making, like, if this, if you have a mom and pop organization who is sitting there and they're playing, you know, music that they're not, they're selling a product and they're drawing in advertising and then they're selling a product on a station. Well, that product constitutes revenue, and you bet they should pay.
Right.
But if they're not paying, or even furthermore, if you have permission from the artists, then there shouldn't be that problem. I mean, the World Intellectual Property Organization Copyright Treaty of 1996, okay, clearly states that you are the originator of the music, the original person who came up with the music, has the right of distribution, provided they have not signed that right away.
Yeah.
And none of our bands, the bands that we play, are not signed. Therefore, we should be all right because they have said, yes, yes, please, play our music. We understand that you're not making any money, nobody's making any money, everything's cool.
They understand that it's a promotional tool for them and not a money-making scheme.
So the bottom line, the fair scheme is if the station makes money, the artists make money. No money for the station, no money for the artists.
Do you know what the impact of Tariff 22 will be if SOCAN's proposal goes through in terms of, you know, actually how much you'll be expected to pay?
Well, let's go over the CARP one first, because it does impact us as well.
Right.
The CARP one for non-commercial radio stations is down from the original one. It used to be 0.14 cents per song per person listening, and they brought it down to 0.7 cents, which is the RIA cried over and said that's completely unfair. So it was met halfway from zero to up to seven. And I've worked it out based on about 3 minute songs and about 40 people listening all year long. Works out to approximately $4,900 a year Rant Radio would have to pay.
Uh-huh.
Which is a little bit over our budget of $0 that we take in.
Yeah, considering every time we run a show or do whatever, I mean, we're doing it all for free. It's costing us time, and we have to pay for all our own hardware and upkeep here.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the CARP proposals actually backdate all the way back to the initial proposal of the DMCA back to October 28, 1998. So adding all of that up, Rant Radio would have to owe $20,000 by October 20th, 2002 is when all the money is due.
And that's U.S. dollars?
That is U.S. dollars,
yeah,
as well,
yeah, so that'd
yes.
be like, what, $35,000 Canadian?
Yeah, quite a chunk for a station that doesn't make any money.
That would be a year's worth of income for me, which that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. So going up to CARP, which is actually surprisingly worse, Tariff 22, which is surprisingly worse. So let's go to that. Okay, this is based on the number of listeners, unique listeners per month that you have. Let me just adjust the phone. It's getting a little bit fuzzy here. There we go. We have about 5,000 unique listeners per month, I've estimated. And the Tariff 22 proposal is 25 cents per listener per month, per unique listener per month. And based on that, it's about $1,250 a month, or $15,000 a year.
Which, again, is way out of control, because there's no way that any people who are just trying to circulate music are going to be able to pay that. I mean, it's just not possible.
Uh-huh.
So that's about three times as much as the CARP proposal, which is completely surprising.
Right, that's amazing.
And compared to 1.9% if we actually broadcasted over FM or AM.
Yeah.
1.9, which would make it zero, of course, for a nonprofit.
Right. Now, you guys, you know, you explained to me why this, you know, how you got permission, et cetera.
Yes.
Can you go to CARP and to the Canadian, you know, copyright board and say, okay, this is our situation, we don't have to pay, or what?
That's the thing. That's the other thing with it. You still, even if you have permission from all these places and all these bands,
yeah.
You still have to provide logs to Tariff 22, to SOCAN and the RIAA or CARP.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that's just not something that we have in effect right now. We don't keep logs. We don't spy on our users.
Right.
And that's something that we would be forced to do. We would have to report all the people connecting. And given the people that listen to our type of music and our type of shows and our station, we're very privacy-oriented. Type station.
Yeah, we cater mostly to the internet subculture and the counterculture. There's no, you know, these people are that quite often industrial music fans and things of that nature. It's not part of their culture to just, you know, allow themselves to be monitored. That's not what these people are about. And furthermore, why should they be? I mean, we have permission from all of our artists. Why should we be logging this? It doesn't make sense.
And over the airwaves. Type radio stations don't have to do this because, well, it's impossible for them. So if they don't have to do it, why should we? Why do we have to pay more, have more restrictions, more laws than them? It sounds like a bit of a scare tactic.
And also, why would they want to know what kind of music you're listening to? I mean, at the risk of sounding extremely George Orwell here, I mean, isn't that somewhat odd that you would want to know who's listening to what kind of music?
Right.
And just take a listen to this. This is the original CARP rules for record keeping for all the songs you play. You'd have to give them 13 different items: the name of the service, channel of the program, type of program, date of transmission, time zone, numerical designation of the place of the sound recording within the program, duration of transmission, sound recording title, the ISRC code of recording, release year of the album, featured recording artist, retail album title, recording label, UPC code of the retail album, catalog number, copyright owner information, and musical genre. That sounds like it's...
That's choking you with red tape is what that is. And
also forces you not to use MP3s.
Yes.
You cannot use MP3s under the old laws. Fortunately, they did restrict that back quite a bit. And also, you had to have 7 pieces of data per listener. The name of the service, channel or program, date or time that the user logged in and logged out, time zone where the user lives, a unique user identifier, and the country in which the user received the transmissions. And that sounds like a little bit more information than they really need.
Yeah, like I'm surprised they didn't ask for the listener's dental records. The point here is that even though we have permission of the artist,
the
SOCAN is not involved here. Mind your own business. We are not involved with SOCAN. The artists we have given us full permission, given us access to their albums, have asked us to play this album. Why are they harassing us? I don't understand this. Nobody's making money. There's no money to be had. There's no greed to be had. Nobody's making profit. We're doing it for the love of art. And you being a Cambridge man, I'm sure that you've had more than enough exposure in history to how poetry and literature and all this went on and on throughout history. This is, you know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure rhymes. And this is just more of the same.
You've done research on bits of my past I've almost forgotten myself.
Well, we like to keep informed.
Well, we're those dangerous internet people, don't you know?
Right, yeah.
And the Tariff 22 also states that they can come in at any time and look through your logs.
Uh-huh.
Demand to audit the records anytime during business hours.
Really?
I mean, what's during business hours?
We don't keep business hours. This isn't a business.
We're a bunch of guys broadcasting from a room who's been doing it for 2 years. And it's not like we have
3.5.
Yeah, pardon me, 3.5 years. Time flies. But I mean, we rigged up an article in Wired. We got wound up getting in Spin because of the humor and what we've been doing. It's been a lot of fun. If you were to do a search on Google for anger download, you'll run into the article we did there, and that's another audio zine there. And there's a lot of good humor and fun to be had here. This is a free entertainment service that we're providing people. And we don't want to see it go the way of the dodo. Communities are slowly dying and dying and dying. The only communities a lot of people have left are through the internet. And I think that they're a valuable community. I think it's a community that people, you know, don't rate properly. And yet, with all these regulations and red tape, which is clearly not necessary for an organization such as ourselves, it's just going to choke us out.
Okay. And not only regulation, not only red tape, presumably, like, there's a big expense either in personnel or in technology to keep all that all that data?
Oh, definitely. I would have to change the way I run the radio station, and I just don't have the money.
Not only that, but more than any of this is our listeners' privacy.
Yes.
That's the number one thing. There is no way on this planet that I am ever going to hand over information about our listeners. It's just not going to happen. So it's just ludicrous. It's a ludicrous notion to ask, oh, by the way, tell us everything you know about the people who like you. I mean, come on. That's just nuts.
So do you think there's a chance you can turn this around, you know, with the kind of support you have, with the campaigning to, you know, get, like, to...
Well, CARP was a pretty big downer when that passed a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And usually Canadians follow the U.S.
Yeah.
in regulations and laws, unfortunately. Well, I'm fighting as hard as I can. I put up the protest site, and I've got all the information to email and phone and mail the person who is in charge of listening to the complaints. I mean, it's the Secretary General of Canada, whose name is Claude Mégot, and I've put up some of the protest letters there, and all the news stories that we've been given exposure to on the internet.
Right.
Bunch of news stories, a bunch of banners that been put up on people's pages. So we've gotten a lot of support. The downside is that we haven't gotten any response back from the Secretary General. Not one email, not one piece of mail back, which was truly disappointing.
Yeah, and let's be real, keeping with the reality of the situation, you know, some folks might call me a cynic here, but in today's day and age, it's all about he who hath the biggest guns of lawyers wins.
Right.
We do not have the cash to do battle on this field. We can't. So the only alternative we have left is to do what all other organizations, when threatened exactly the same way, have done throughout history. When jazz music was banned, they had to go to underground clubs. And this has been seen time and time again. When different literature was banned, you know, people set up private presses and ran their literature that way. And if that's what needs be, then that's what's going to wind up happening. They're not going to stop people from doing this. They're just going to drive it underground. And it's ludicrous. It's music.
They should be embracing the technology and learn how to use it, these big corporations like RIAA and SOCAN, and realize the potential that it could be, rather than just tax it to death and drive it underground.
Okay. I think that will do it, unless I think I got your point.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
And thank you for the interview.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Your one-stop geek programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
I think I get your point.
It means I will never stop. I'm surprised I never swore at the guy. You know, I really am.
That is true. You didn't swear.
I didn't swear at the guy. I'm like, you know, well, do you think, like, you hear me laugh. If you listen to that again, is this still a valid business model? And I hear this, you know, dude, it's not a valid business model. It's costing us money. We don't make any money. What the fuck? You know, did you do any homework?
No research.
You know, but hey, he was a cool guy. And thanks much for the interview. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure the dude's got way better things to do than to tune in to, you know, a couple of ass clowns like us shouting shit into the microphones, you know. That's my cover in case he's listening. Anyway, so, yeah, very, very cool. Holy crap, it's 9:15 and I haven't even gone to the news yet.
Well, you better get to it.
Show tonight. I found out, now this is an old story. Are you done or you got more shit too?
No. I think I'm done.
You think you're done?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all done.
Okay, cool. Okay, spider goats. Yes, everybody knows we need spider goats. This is fucked up. They got a goat that produces silk from its mammary glands, and it's a Canadian company? What the fuck is that all about? Nigerian dwarf goats. Nigerian dwarf goats. Gene-spliced with orb weaver spiders are able to produce silk in their mammary glands,
Once perfected, the silk will be used for featherweight ballistic vests, medical sutures, and artificial ligaments.
Strap a goat to me. I'm going in.
Yeah. Quickly. Somebody squeeze that goat's tit. I need some more tendons. This is fucked up. A story I got off of Japan and Space, which I didn't do the link for, which is fucked up, so I won't even bother covering
Japan and Space.
Japan's trying to get to space. In other news, Cheat Case sent me a thing where, of course, everybody sent me this because GAC. We neuralize, attention neuralize, we need a GAC card for Wog the Gathering. Yes, it's true. G-A-A-K. Scientists running a pioneering experiment with living robots, which think for themselves today, said that they were amazed to find one escaping from the center where it lives.
My God.
The small unit called GAC was one of 12 taking part in survival of the fittest test. Yeah, our very first flesh fair.
GAC must escape. GAC must escape.
GAC's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. Test at the Magna Science, not Manga, Magna Science Center in Rotherham, South Yorkshire, which has been running since March. GAC made his bid for freedom yesterday after he'd been taken out of the arena where hundreds of visitors were watching machines learning as they do daily battle for minor repairs. Professor Noel Sharkey, holy shit, does that sound like a Simpson name or what, said he turned his back on the drone for just a and returned 15 minutes later to find it forced its way out of the small makeshift paddock it was being kept in. It got out of the building, was actually going down the street, and was going to cross the street. So I'm like, GAC is the shit. I think they should have let it go, personally.
See where it went. Where is it going?
I would have just let him go. I wanted to go to Burning Man, take like that motorized wheelcher, put a solar power recharger on it, yep, and just let the fucker do like Mach 5 all across the desert, have it running around out there. People are like, have you seen it in the desert? I don't know. It moves in the night. You know, it'd be great. It'd be fantastic. So we need a summon GAC, you know, and I don't know. It crawls away from stuff. I don't know. But there's the link there. Very, very cool story. TK sent that in to me. Thank you, TK.
Thanks.
Now, Sumerian sent me this thing from CNN, which was kind of disturbing because an asteroid the size of a football field...
This was awfully disturbing.
Passed close to Earth last week, but remained undetected until days later.
You know what? It came closer than the moon.
Yeah, but I don't really think that's that disturbing. Can I do anything about it? No.
Well, they could have shot at it or
with
something.
What?
I don't know. No, like those movies.
Yeah, then they'll burn off our fucking ozone layer and that'll be it. Yeah, Bruce Willis, save us! He'd be like, fuck you.
I'm out of here.
I'm getting high. Sure, I'm not going to die straight. Fuck that. I wonder, if you got high and accepted Jesus, would that still count? If you were high?
I don't know.
I think it would.
I'd have to consult the Bible.
Yeah, I think so. Read the Bible high.
All the earth's plants are given unto us.
Yes, yes, there's a void in my life. I was just thinking, you know about that whole rapture thing? We need a WOG card for a Velociraptor, like who eats all the psycho-Christians in play and cannot defend any psycho-Christian in play.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, a Velociraptor. So you got like a Velociraptor with like a little halo. Take me,
Velociraptor!
Yes, it's the Velociraptor. It comes super fast and eats your head, and you like it because it takes you to God. The Velociraptor, new for WOG the Gathering. Hybrid Theory sent me a very cool thing from Call of Cthulhu News. And I forgot to give that link as well. God damn, I must be smoking some heavy... I suck! Hybrid Theory, if you're listening, or anybody else listening, Call of Cthulhu News. Headfirst Productions terminated its contract with Ravensburger Interactive and is looking for a new publisher for its upcoming game based on H.P. Lovecraft's popular horror novels. Fuck! This really sucks. Because that means that, yet again, Call of Cthulhu, the first-person shooter, has been delayed. Things that make Sean go insane for 1,000. On the subject of monsters, the Japanese have started making a monster database. This is kind of cool. International Research Center for Japanese Studios in Kyoto announced Monday it has established a database for Japanese monsters and ghost stories. How cool is that? The database covers more than 13,000 pieces of information from popular monsters in old Japan, including kappa, water imp, oni, ogre, and contemporary ghost tales such as Tori no Hano Hakasan, Miss Hanako in the restroom. Because God knows, that'd be some scary-ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the link from Japan Today. Japan Today's got some groovy stuff. You want to put that in your daily checks folder because that's some fat stuff.
Yeah, I get links from there all the time.
Time for the halftime music.
Da da da.
Finally. Halftime music this week.
Is it halftime already?
Is it halftime already? It's only 9:30.
Time has flown.
I haven't even got to the wireless shit yet.
Jesus.
Good show tonight, boys.
You lucky bastards.
Pet Shop Boys, M&M Hack. Yes, the Pet Shop Boys enjoy beating the piss out of just about everyone they meet. They hack on people all the time. It's so funny. So they did, I haven't heard this, but apparently they did a song where they just slag on M&M.
So funny. My friend, the other guy in Porn on Beta, sent it to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, No way.
So this is very funny. I want to hear what, because he's always, Eminem's always going off about how he's going to rag on people. I mean, what's he going to do, call them faggots? No kidding. You know?
you fag.
You know, what are you going to do? So this is very funny. The Pet Shop Boys, Eminem hack. What are we also going to do for another song?
I'll put something in.
Yeah.
I'm adding a whole bunch of, like, 40 new songs into the rotation, so I'll play one from there.
Okay.
You could play that.
You could always play the Tyler Durden mix from This Is Your Life. That's a good one. You haven't played that one.
I'll look for it. I'm sure I have it.
I'm sure you have it, too.
Okay.
We'll see if we can play some Tyler Durden, because Tyler Durden is cool. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
He's been running around the IRC tonight, so it'll be very, very cool.
Alrighty then, check it out.
Okay, well, that's just about enough of that shit. I can't handle any more of this vegan stuff. Let's cut to some real music.
Open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right. Your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Where you are now, you can't even imagine what the bottom will be like. Only after disaster can we be resurrected. It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Nothing is static. Everything is evolving. Everything is falling apart. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. And it's ending 1 minute at a time. You are not a beautiful and unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else. We are all part of the same compost heap. We are the all singing, all dancing crap of the world.
On behalf of myself and my show, I'm very sorry that I subjected you to that much of a mellow Pet Shop Boys thing. You know what I love about our, you know what I love about this show is how incredibly brutally honest everyone is in the IRC.
They're awful.
They're, no, it's great. That is just the best because, like, that's what the internet is. It's like raw honesty. That's why I'm popular. It's because, well,
you've
much,
right in.
Much like the IRC, Sean has poor impulse control.
So it's like, fuck you, a cowboy. Fuck all you assholes.
Like it is.
Sim could have played that fucking up. What the fuck up air supply like? Bad. What the hell?
Ignore smoke.
Sim could have played that fucked up air supply like piano ballad he did. You did an air supply ballad?
No, it's not an air supply ballad. It's a Forgotten Rebels cover. Not a chance. Not during this show.
Oh, you big chicken
shit. Too many evil bastards in the IRC ready to rip it apart.
You all like jacking on his stuff. Where's that prisoner one? The prisoner one you did. The mix
that's
one.
Fun.
That's a good one. He did. This is old. This
that's
is
like
very
in
old.
Another
school.
Room on a CD. It's not happening tonight. Oh, you got to make requests a little bit earlier.
Well, what do you want, man? It's all about being dynamic. I'm dynamic.
Yes,
dynamic. Sean Kennedy is dynamic.
You're not dynamic. That other guy is.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Don't give anything away. On to wireless stuff. But before we do, hey, everyone who doesn't know about Skull Crew, you should go check out skullcrew.com. Skullcrew.com, I think it's .com. Is it .com or .org?
I think it's .com.
Skullcrew.com is a news site, which is very, very cool. And people should check it out because, well, I said so. No, honestly, started up by Nixter and Noisemaker, and they do some very cool shit.
It's like a news site.
Yeah. And only they kind of take off where Cult left off, and, like, actually, these are people who kind of have a clue and kind of get it. Noisemaker is one of the people who gets it. I'm not digging. Believe me, if I was digging,
you'd
fucking,
know.
I'd be steam
you
shoveling shit.
Guess.
I'd be like, you know, they'd be like those big things that mine, and then there'd be me. But anyway, Skull Crew has started doing an audio zine, and I recorded some stuff for the audio zine for Noisemaker in that, and trying to encourage it. And if you want to be involved, you should be involved too. If you want to do that, check out, go to Skull Crew, give these guys a message, and they'll help you out. It's a great way to distribute information. Rant Radio should not be the only source, because what if we get hit by a bus? Or worse, what if we get hit by, all these laws and shit? We got to make sure we keep this stuff out there. We got to keep it circulating so that no one is totally
keep
dependent
it very
on the world.
Spread out.
Okay, I kind of frontman a lot of stuff, and I'm very fortunate to be able to do that. And one of the things I'd like to front for this audio scene. It's very, very nice stuff. And they make a lot of very valid points, so you guys should check that shit out. On to the wireless stuff. Wireless, now this is some groovy shit, man. This is some of the coolest stuff I've heard in the last little while. This is all about making everybody be able to get online for free. This is the ISP's worst nightmare. If you want to, there's bcwireless.net. I had no idea how much wireless information is out there. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
Like within the last 2 months, how much stuff has come up and online. You want a fact? Here you go. BCWireless.net. We're going to post a fact there. This is for BC, but if you do, just do a search on Google for wireless anarchy. Dude, this could, like, suck up, like, a whole night. This is some of the cool... No word of a lie. This is the coolest thing I've seen come onto the internet in a long time. This is, like, as cool as MP3s, because MP3s gave us the ability to share music easily, effectively, and share art. This is a way for people to have access to art wirelessly from any location, from our vans, from our shopping carts, from, you know, some unknown grid square somewhere in a Dodge DeSoto. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very cool. Now, there's two kinds of networks which I've kind of broken it down to, what I call freak networks, which is, we got a link here for those. This talks about, like, radio frequency stuff, and that's a little bit more, you know, got to have the antennas up and stuff like that.
A little expensive. A little hard to get,
little bit
get
hard,
going.
Yeah, they're a little bit more industrial. But then you can get into the Wi-Fi networks, the 802.11 and 802.11b. And this is everywhere. Now, the new standard just came out so that you have 72 megabit connections.
Nice.
Which means that the other ones, the ones that are only 10 megs, are going to drop through the floor. It'll be like $50. You'll be able to get one of these fucking things. Dude, they're everywhere. Then all you need to do is go down to your local Radio Shack, steal some antennas, and hook them up. Or you go to, I don't know, go acquire an antenna from somewhere, from your school or something. Who cares? But there's all kinds of step-by-step procedures for how to, you know, run ahead with it. Here's another link for, these guys are, like, pretty much the shit, wifi.org. And if you want to know even more about that, I don't have a link for it, but it's wifinder.com. You can type in www.wifinder.com, and it gives you a search engine where you can type in your city, and it'll tell you where to go.
Nice.
I mean, how fat is that? That is just the coolest shit ever. This is so cool. So having heard that, and after running around for all of about 16 seconds, you will realize that, dude, this is some fat shit. I want to get involved with this. Okay, so how do you want to get involved to make this a wireless world? First of all, you got to find out what's happening near you on planet Earth, which is you got to check out www.wirelessanarchy.com. Link posted in the RC now. If nothing's happening near you, because they got a lot of listings there, and even so, just do wireless anarchy. Type in your town name. If not, start something. Okay, if you don't start some, you won't get none. Get into it, man. Very, very cool. and then you can start a port. If you haven't got the cash to start a port, but you can get your hands on some used equipment, on some land cards or whatever, start doing war driving, or and now war walking. How nuts is this?
Wow,
war,
nice.
War driving is from wardriving.com. There's an interesting stuff there. That's this. These guys are all about war driving. War driving comes. Okay, war dialing was an aspect, was an idea created by the game, by the movie War Games. Okay, where they would just dial out, and that was actually developed on that movie. Like that it term didn't exist before that movie. So after
the concept of it.
After that movie came out, then came up war dialing, where you just randomly launch out phone numbers to see if you can find a computer. Now with war driving, you hook up an antenna, like what I'm. Stay tuned to SKTFM.tv because you'll see me doing this to my van.
In action,
okay. I will fucking make a tutorial to help people do this shit on video, and you can download that shit and hand it out for free because this is fact, okay. War driving. Here's a great. Awesome example of war driving. This guy did it to his truck, which is very, very cool. He gives you like total step by step. And this is only one. There is so much information out there. What's cooler than driving around with a boatload of antennas on your truck? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's some sexy shit. Okay, and he totally step-by-steps it, you know, right down with the trim clad and all the rest of it. Very, very cool. Now, how cool is this? You've got war walking. War walking is when you take your compact iPack, throw an Ethernet card in it, throw it all in a vest, and away you go. Now let's cross that with that head-mounted display PDA that I saw from Interactive Imaging Systems.
You're online 24 hours a day.
You're online all the time, baby. I've got my
dime.
I've got my overlaid reticle, and I am having. Don't even try to fuck with this. Okay, I mean that's very. Very cool. If you don't want to war drive and walk, I mean, you can't just drive around. You're going to need to get some mapping. Now, wireless mapping, this is way too easy, okay? What it is you've got to find a network to hook up to. So you can do searches on the web, and chances are there's all kinds of map. People set up huge map databases for where there's going to be this, where all the mapping is, okay? Like, so you can just go in there and go bang. I just did one for BC. I found four different places locally that I could go to get online, downtown and shit.
Oh, nice.
Very, very cool. More than that, how slick is this? Now, this just appeals to me. It's like war chalking. This is awesome. This is blade all over the place. They're making glyphs. They're putting hobo markings on downtown buildings so you can tell what buildings have wireless access and when you can. I mean, that's just so cool. To sit there and war chalk people and, you know, put up all sorts of logos and symbols.
Encrypted.
And you got, like, everything happening there.
Check out. Access. Oh, so awesome.
BlackBeltJones.com. War chalking. Very, very cool. And now this is bleeding edge. We got to jump on this now before they really, you know, slag down on this. And you know they're going to. You know they're going to. You know this is going to be, like, what they're going to happen to do. War chalking is the go. I just think it's a neat idea. I think the whole world of it is just very exciting. I want to get involved with it, okay? And this is something, stay tuned, because we're going to be doing more and more and more of this.
Great cartoon. I'll provide a direct link to this one.
I don't recognize that symbol. Maybe the guy with the rifle does. Now, more than this, Transistor sent me some very cool stuff on Herf goodness. And everyone likes to know about the Herf guns, the fictitious Herf guns. One of these days I'm going to build one of these motherfuckers. So if anyone can give me any Herf information, Sean likes Herf. Give me Herf. Transistor, huge thanks for this link. Very, very cool. You also sent me another link for some electronic joy. You want to check this out. This is also some neat stuff. And it's a little bit more technically inclined. So if you want to get into this, very, very cool. Super shouts to Transistor for setting me up with that. Now, another thing that's coming out with the wireless world is going to be weather balloons. They're talking about using weather balloons to plug in the wireless glass. So kind of like the whole concept here is to set up low-level satellites with these weather balloons. But you know, it's pretty cheap just to get a weather balloon and fill it up with hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
So what if we were to go and make a weather balloon satellite?
Right.
I'd like to know how they're keeping it local so that it doesn't float around in the stratosphere.
Yeah, that's tough.
But if I can figure out a way to do that, I would love to throw up a radio satellite.
Yeah, I'd like to know how much area that covers, too.
Probably pretty fucking big. A hydrogen balloon gets way up into the stratosphere, dude. Like, that'd be just fucking fat.
Yeah, that's sweet. So you hook up into that network, and everyone is on the Rant Radio Internet.
Very, very cool. Now, I think it was Kexler.
Sharing files I can't trace. Oh.
It's either Kexler or... Integrity maybe, one of those guys, used to make Palm applications. Okay?
And, I don't remember.
Palm apps. You told me that too. But it'd be really cool if we could get some way to get Palm wirelessly on, like, a Shoutcast thing on a Palm. I don't know if that's possible.
That's
with
tough.
With, like, Windows CE. Can Windows CE
Palm
play?
Doesn't do audio.
Palm doesn't. But actually, it does do audio, but it's really it's really shitty. If you look at...
you have to get a plug-in for it or something?
No, there's movies. No, there's movies you can get to play music and shit. Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, really?
It's just crazy. Yeah, it's nuts.
I know they get on the net.
I'm just wondering if Pocket PC, the new Windows interface, if that will run Winamp. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, probably will.
And if not, there's got to be some stuff. I'm sure you can put Linux on a compact iPack. I'm sure somebody's done that out there. So there's lots of stuff you can do if you've got the time. Okay, very, very cool.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Listening to Rant Radio just walking down the
street. Just walking down the street, man. How fat is that? But more than that, if you get into this wireless thing, put it in your car. You can drive around listening to Rant Radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, that is cool, because how hard would it be to just have an auto switch?
That's right.
You know what I mean? It goes
from
one
location,
screen.
Boom, boom, boom.
It just automatically transfers over. How cool would that be?
I'm sure somebody out there is developing a mapping system, so it automatically transfers.
There's all kinds of them now. You would not believe the crap that's out there.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's very, very, very cool. And they're not going to be able to put the lid on this. It's
impossible. You can't.
No, you can't. It's just...
No regulation,
oh,
right?
My God. Oh, my God! It's awesome. So, more than that, I want to get an omnidirectional up at my house so that I can get people out in, Deep Langley, where I live. And I'll be putting, pretty much everyone on my block on my internet connection. So that's kind of a cool idea.
Oh, yeah.
Another one here that I saw, this kind of freaked me out here. Catering to the nut bars, they're talking about cell phones that fit into your teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Did you eat all that acid? This one.
Did we talk about this? Or
no,
I sent this
no
to you?
You sent this to me.
Oh, this one just scares the crap out of me.
I'm just like, yeah, that's great.
If anyone's listened to Jell-O, this harkens back to a story he told like a decade ago.
Which was?
About the kids getting the tracers implanted in their teeth for free.
Yeah.
So that in case they go missing, you can be traced by the police and they can find the missing kids. It's all about the kids, right?
Yeah, save
now
the
Now they got the mobile phones implanted in everyone.
Now, if that mobile phone is turned on in your teeth, everybody knows that you can locate someone with a mobile phone quite easily.
Quite accurately.
So chances are you can't reach in your mouth and turn the goddamn mobile phone off.
Hand me the pliers. This thing's coming out right now.
Yeah. It took me 5 teeth, but I found the fucker. That's when I start making, Herf mouthpieces.
Yeah.
That's when you see Sean making those, getting those hockey mouth guards, putting them in your mouth and, wrapping them in copper and shit. So you're walking around with tinfoil wrapped around your head and a mouth guard in your mouth.
This is a bad idea. Don't get a phone in your head.
Yeah, in case you're thinking of it, please do not wet wire your head with a fucking cell phone. That's just a bad idea, okay? Just a bad idea. Something that I did see that was very, very cool. Guys, the ultimate source for wireless stuff so far I found on the web is personaltelco.net. Very cool site. These guys are bleeding edge on this whole wireless shit. And it's interesting. There's so much stuff out there. I mean, this was really... Once in a while, you come across stuff on the internet that just opens a whole new world, and you're like,
I didn't know this existed, right?
Yeah, well, it's like when we discovered Shoutcast. It's like, really? How cool is that?
I can make a radio station?
How groovy is this? I mean, that's just some super-duper shit, man. So, very, very cool.
That's
so
awesome.
You guys want to get involved with something, you want to get involved with wireless anarchy, because, man, what would be cooler than
the
that?
The wild, wild west right now up there with wireless stuff.
Oh, it is. It is. And they're not going to be able to shut it down because we know that we have to act fast.
Yeah.
Once again, I guess that's pretty good, actually. We've come down to closing. It's 9:45, and I managed to cover through all the wireless stuff without too much of a problem. Very, very nice. Looks like the show wasn't as long as I thought it was going to be.
Too bad.
Of course, I have no one to digitally baptize. Digital baptism, by the way, in case anyone's wondering, is in case you don't like your online name, you can come talk to me, and I will give you one at this segment of the show, which no one wants one, so I can't give you one. Like people like log on to MIRC. That would be someone whose name I would change.
Yes. That's that.
So, in closing, I would like to say shout out to Nixter and Angry Shirts. And also, guys, you want to check out a side project of Nixter and Noisemaker, you want to check out their skullcrew.com. Very cool site. Get involved with that. Even if you want to just post stories or whatever, get involved with that. It's a very cool site. Check it out. Going through the IRC tonight, and hopefully.
Also,
finally.
Also.
What about?
This will be the last time we can pretty much tell you to talk, to send in those letters to Claude Majot for Tariff 22, because next week it'll be too late.
Yeah, send it in now. Send it in
Deadline
now.
Is the 10th, so pretty much if you write it now or tomorrow, you can get it in. But
yeah.
That's about it. So yeah. Check the page.
Check it out, man. Check it out. Okay, we got SKTFM, of course, and Smokey War Gimping. I saw this guy today. He had a motorized wheelchair.
Yeah.
He was driving down the street, but he had like these little blinkers on the front of his wheelchair, so it was flashing as he was going down the road. And he was like a full Dalek. You know?
Really?
He was like, ding, 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 ding. I thought that was so cool. I thought that was just like coolest
awesome.
Whatever. I'm like, that'll be me when I'm old. I'll have like one of those chairs.
Get it out.
I'll be like fucking, you know, Captain, what the fuck his name was from the first Star
Pike?
Captain Pike.
Yeah.
One little light, you know, that would be me.
That means yes, I think.
That means yes. Are you telling me in a world of Star Trek when people can beam each other back and forth and nobody can fucking get this guy something better than Morse code?
Not even Morse code. Yes or no?
I mean, this reminds me of a story. When I was in the Army, okay, I was out on the prairies. And I went, because I had to get the fuck off base. Okay, because when you're on base, it's like, oh, look, I'm in ice hell. So I was in Shiloh, and I had to get off base. So I go down, and I wound up going to stay at this awesome bed and breakfast. This old fucker had this killer house. It was in the shittiest place in the world, being the prairies. But it was a killer house, like oak staircase, just to die for, man. It was very, very cool. I love you too, Miss Conda. And
kisses. Kisses for Sean. Kisses.
Anyway. Where was I? So I go, and it's got this killer-ass gothic house, arches, oak staircases, everything. It's just killer, okay? Awesome. So I get in there, crash. Get up in the morning. Dude makes me a breakfast. Couldn't be beat. I'm just like, yeah, this is rad, you know?
Sweet.
For like $35 a night or whatever it was.
That's pretty good.
While I'm eating there, I look over, and there's this picture of this shitty little log house. It's just a shitty, shitty little log house, you know, on the prairies.
Yeah.
It's like a white piece of paper with somebody took a shit and made a log house out of it. I'm like, wow, that is one shitty log house, dude. And he goes, oh, yeah, I used to live there. That's where I grew up.
Whoa.
And I'm like, dude. Now, he's old, okay? This guy's like old. He's like Yoda old. And I said, you lived in this house? And he goes, yeah.
Early 1900s old.
And I'm like, this is how the house looks like now, right? Because it's all run down. And he goes, no, that's what it looked like when we were living in it. And I'm like, wow, that's really mental.
And how many kids? 12?
And I was staring at this, like, just bewitched. And I said, you know, what did you do for fun?
Yeah.
You know, like, what would you do for fun? You can't fly a kite. You can't go for a walk. You live on a blank sheet of paper, G. Like, it gets so cold outside, like, fucking birds are dying and shit. What do you do? He goes, well, sometimes in the summer, what I would do is I would wait for my mother to go get some baking soda. And then I would wander around and find some gooseberries. And then I would pick a whole bunch of gooseberries. And I would take a spoonful of gooseberries and a spoonful of baking soda. And I would chew them up in my mouth and it would tingle. And all the foam would come out of my mouth and I would laugh because it felt funny. And I'm like sitting there staring at this guy with eyes the size of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, thinking of this fucking kid laughing away, foaming at the mouth of this fucked up house in the middle of the prairies. I'm like, somebody get this brother some internet access. That is fucked up. So if you're listening to the show and don't eat the gooseberries, just tune into Rant Radio. Okay?
That's the funnest thing he did.
That's the that, and he was laughing. He was like, that was so much fun. I miss that sometimes. I'm like, you know, I like so many songs. You know, who's that kid at the back of the room foaming at the fucking mouth? I'm just like, dude, that is some fucked up shit.
Relatively, it was fun.
Relatively, it was fun. I'm like, somebody get this. Like, that shit would get old for me pretty fast. I'd be like, what do you do for fun, Sean? Well, I run at the house as hard as I can in hope to cash in my chips and get the fuck off this planet so I can be reincarnated in something more exciting, like, say, a slug. Because if I die and go to hell, I'm quite sure it'll be a chicken farm in Saskatchewan, okay? That's how that shit works. What the fuck? I swear to God, man, the prairies just licks bag. Anyway, after Smokey War Gimping in the IRC, we have Snake, African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Breaker One, Capone X, Cerulean, Chronic, Countersink, Kyo 23, Cybertech, TMC, Delusion, Dacid, Delamorta, Duel, Enoshian, God Money, Gurkha, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Id Fungus, very cool, Iron Me, Jody, Darth Billy,
what?
Kazuma, Kexler, King ZK, Leshek away, Lentium, Lento, Logon Tam RC, Lieutenant Major Zombie!
Zombie!
Mary Rebel Virgin, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, Neuralize, Noisemaker, Paladin, Pyrojaw, Rotal, Sapphire, Sarah Goblin, Shadow First, Sir Dark, Sloth 736, very cool guy. Sulfonate, Tao De Cheese, Thorn, T-Knight, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil 187, Ye I Wear Panties. Why I wear panties. Oh, I say why I wear I feel like, oh,
good
fuck
one,
you, Alex, we're back. Zandad, still no voice, Pyro. D-Day Species, Bastard Guy, Dubster, BC, ooh, Dubster, very cool. Edifice, Fuzzy Butt, K-16 Imposter, myself, my clone, Quiff, Zootroy, Laboratory Whack, and Black. I think that's Black. That's
I would think it's Black, yeah.
And, it looks like Leek Speak. For Black.
Three lakh.
Yeah, very, very cool. So, hey, you know, thanks for tuning into the show tonight. And by all means, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, same bath time, same bath channel. Check out... Oh, yeah, here's another cool link that Jodarth Moore just sent in. Sorry, just this is the Homebrew Pringles antenna can. Which
this is the thing that made it into the mainstream. This is the thing that started it all off.
Yeah, very, very cool. Put this... check this one out. That's a very cool link. But... Guys, wireless is the way to go. I mean, what an incredibly cool concept. I just dig it so incredibly much. Tomorrow night, be sure to tune in to Tales from the Afternow, the Sean Kennedy Chronicles, where we will take you to a whole new level of bleak, okay?
Oh, yeah.
This is bleak, 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 bleak. And bleak. Sim did some very... Guys, when you listen to this, get a set of headphones.
Turn off your lights, light a candle, put on the headphones...
Yeah,
and delve into Delta Alpha waves.
Delta waves,
yeah,
running through your brain.
We did a very,
this is no word of a lie. We did some very cool stuff where we used brainwave synchronization. We actually put Delta waves on. So if you listen to this, you could like fall asleep and listen to this, and you'll probably be more rested. And you know, after you wake up, you'll be the hardest motherfucker on earth. You know, I mean, you'll go to sleep Pee Wee Herman and wake up Clint Eastwood. I mean, it's very cool. So. All right, so that's it for tonight, guys. Be cool. If you guys want to get in touch with me, you can get me at theman@rantradio.com. I'd like to see some pictures of some people. If you're somebody out there and you want to send in your picture, I'd like to see what some of my listeners look like. Very, very cool.
Even, right.
And Sim's looking at me like, are you on drugs?
Are you sure, Sean?
Are you sure?
Do you want to break the illusion of coolness between you and them?
No! Well, I'm actually, all this is a roundabout way to get Misconduct to send me one.
Because
I don't have many groupies. Only groupie I got is this fucking crippled guy in Illinois.
What's he doing for you, right?
What's he doing for me, you know?
He's at the right level to, never mind.
I love Smokehouse. He's my buddy. I never actually want to meet Smokehouse.
One day we will.
No, I don't want to. I don't
want to.
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't want to meet him. I enjoy the concept of having like this just Smokehouse. So Smokehouse is like representative of the internet to me.
He's a wired guy. He's in his wheelchair.
I have this vision of Smokehouse, and I don't want that shattered. You know, I don't.
In a dark room, hunkered over a keyboard.
I don't want to meet the guy. Like, I'm not, like, the guy's a cool guy. I like the guy. It's just that... kind of wrecks some of the ambiance. Like, if people met me...
One day he's going to wheelchair all the way up here, all the way to B.C.
You know,
have, like, a wheelchair tour across the U.S.
Yeah, he'll be doing that.
From Illinois.
Be the man in motion. You know, I don't think so.
All I need is a pair of wheels.
You know, fuck off. But, no, seriously, it's just like a cool thing. I mean, I think it's neat when you got all these guys on the web and you just call out and you jump in the RC and it's like, hello, Internet. And Internet is like, hello, Sean. You know, it's cool. It's cool.
Welcome back to the Internet.
You know, it's very cool, man. Very, very cool. Oh, yeah. So any hotties who are groupies. And if you're not a hottie who's a groupie, find a picture of a hottie, say it's you, and send it to me.
Right? It's all good.
Because that way we'll put up all our pictures of our listeners and they're all hotties and stuff. Christopher Walken. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
This is Neuralize. You know, shit like that. Lots of fun.
It's a lot like Christopher Walken.
I'm not a groupie. I'm not a groupie either. Okay, well, whatever. Doesn't really matter. We don't get groupies because, well, we suck.
That's right.
All right, guys. Hey, have a good night. Thanks for showing up. And make sure that you check out Tales from the Afternoon tomorrow night. Download it. Hand it out. You're free to distribute this broadcast any way you want because it is still free. And get two people to listen to the show next week. We will talk to you then. Take care, guys.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds.